A new cold season has dawned. The season is new both in calendar terms and in its attitude toward over-the-counter cold remedies. That's because many cold and allergy medicines contain the active ingredient pseudoephedrine. It's what the experts call a precursor drug to the street drug methamphetamine. Some people buy large quantities of cold medicine not to prepare for winter's viruses, but to extract the active ingredient and make the drug known on the streets as crystal meth, or ice, or crank. State legislatures have taken notice of this ability to turn everyday over-the-counter drugs into a highly addictive street drug and have passed strict new laws in an attempt to combat the problem. It's amazing to read the new legislation, especially when one remembers the old days, when the sniffles didn't bring fear of criminal prosecution. I remember, for example, buying a fine assortment of allergy medicines during a particularly nasty bout with pollen. I wanted to see which remedy worked best for me. Today, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that. Take Illinois. The statute's called the Methamphetamine Precursor Control Act, and its purpose, they say, is to reduce the harm that methamphetamine manufacturing and manufacturers are inflicting on individuals, families, communities, first responders, the economy, and the environment. So beginning this Sunday in Illinois, all pseudoephedrine products will be kept behind the pharmacy counter. Every prescriptionless person who wishes to buy cold or allergy medicine containing pseudoephedrine will have to show identification and sign a logbook with name and address, the brand, the date, the time, and how much they bought. Not that you can buy much, mind you. It's a criminal act to buy more than two targeted packages in a single retail transaction or one convenience package in a 24-hour period. The convenience packages contain about one day's worth and can be kept away from pharmacy counters. Add Illinois to the long list of states with restrictive cold remedy laws. Some jurisdictions require warning signs in stores. Some mandate that the cold remedy area be outfitted with surveillance cameras and constant video monitoring. Some limit sales to two packages, others up to four. Some require that cold remedies be kept locked up. Additional legislation is pending in many states, and pharmaceutical companies should be gearing up for the future. Some states have already passed laws that will prohibit the sale in future years of any cold remedy made in such a way that precursor chemicals can be extracted. So watch for big changes in the cold remedies section beginning Sunday. Cold and flu season 2006 should be the worst ever, for sufferers perhaps, but certainly for cold remedy sellers. I'm Amy Guida.